But we've got to also talk window seat this morning, which is very exciting. I absolutely love this. We get to talk about travel and all kinds of other interesting things. This morning, we're speaking to someone who is with Avis. She's the general marketing manager at Avis South Africa. And we're going to talk about this because I want to know all about the changes that have been going on in the world of car rental. And I think that that's a fascinating area. And Avis is, I think, Avis is the biggest. Aren't you guys the biggest? I think you're the big. Yeah, you are. She shouts from the sidelines. Yeah, we are. Yes, I knew it. I knew it. So Anda Peters here with us. Anda, it's nice to have you here. She is a marketing professional, over 14 years experience in marketing, communications, brand management, and she's gained experience in all areas of marketing with keen interest and passion for building brands. And has had strategic roles across various industries, spanning from financial services, media, and FCMG, results-driven, self-motivated, decisive, and excellent leader, the kind that we need more of in this country. So it's great to have you here. And to talk about Avis. So great. Nice to see you. Yeah, very, very cool.
Morning, gents. How are you?
Good. Thanks for waking up early to be with us.
I always wake up early, so.
Suppose some of us of us have to.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that you are with the red company, because if you were the green company, you just melt into the background.
Oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
No, we don't have to your ask head you floating. To change
the color. No, we don't have to worry because you're with the red one. So, all right, everybody knows the name Avis, and I'd be interested in just hearing from you very briefly, because we like to have a little context for these things. Mm-hmm. A little history of Avis and how the car rental industry's changed in South Africa too, because everything has moved so fast that nothing is what it was 20 years ago. How long have you been with them?
I've been up. Firstly, morning to the listeners.
Morning, yeah.
And thank you for having me.
Sure.
I've been with Avis for 14 months.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, but 14 years in marketing, so.
Over 14 years.
Okay, so tell me what's been happening at Avis.
Avis is a strong brand. We all know as a car in the car rental business, we are number one.
Yes.
We were established in 1967.
Sure. Wow. Okay, yeah. So it's a lot of history
South Africa,
there.
Yes, that's a very rich brand history. And we started with having cars from the airport into every location that you want to rent the car from.
Right.
So we've been operating all these years.
Ahead of your time, long before.
Long before,
yes. Yes, yes, yes. And yeah, it's been challenging years, especially after COVID. The travel industry, we all felt the pain, but there were learnings out of that, and we still doing well as a business.
Obviously, you guys are still ahead of the curve, because I see you've just recently launched a reservation WhatsApp bot. So when people place a reservation, you don't actually need someone sitting there on the phone like it's 1983. You can do this and the bot will make the reservation for you. Or you book where, when, what time, they give you the price, all that kind of thing. And it's all sorted that you get there for the car the next day, wherever you're going to go.
Yes.
And it's ready for you.
That's it.
Fantastic.
So we have to go past 1967.
Yeah, this is very 2024. Because we talk about AI all the time, and in some businesses, I'm still skeptical that it can be really useful. This is an example in your business of where it really is.
Mm-hmm. So we actually launched it in April, towards end of April.
Okay.
So May, looking at the stats the other day, we've increased by people who booked through, we've increased by 87%.
What does that mean? And people don't want to talk to people.
They don't.
There are people like that, but I'm still very want to talk to people.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you being able to talk to people and liking it, because otherwise we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yep.
I would not like to have this conversation with a bot.
I suspect it's a generational thing. Like, the older you are, you prefer speaking to people on the phone. The younger you are.
What are you trying to say about me and
so
Anda?
Now are you trying to say about
my age? Okay. I'm literally caught in between the two of you. I'm just saying.
Hey, respect your elders.
Yes. Sorry, Bob. But like, truthfully though, older people just prefer to speak over the phone. Whereas younger people want to text.
Yes.
And I think it's a good idea to use both.
Yeah. Because there's a market for that still wants to speak to someone, and there's a market that wants to do everything on their phone. So we had to follow the trends. Everything now happens on our phones.
What percentage increase?
So we're saying the number of people, we launched in towards the end of April. So looking at May, we have achieved like 82% people using booking.
Amazing.
Bot.
Okay, so they like
and
it.
Then month on month, there's an increase because
superb.
More other people still not aware. So we're still trying to educate the market and make them aware that we have this wonderful service. You just use your phone. Convenience.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you great. See. And also, I think for a lot of people, it's not just the generational thing. I think you're right. Mm. But it's also that you see it there in writing. So it's not like you have to remember, did she say it would be ready at 9 or at 9:30? Like you can go and check.
Yeah.
Because people are also busy and there's so much going on now. And we use our phones for everything. And if it isn't on here, we're not going to remember. And you can go back and you can now look. Oh, okay. Good. It's 9, not 9:30.
Yeah.
Because if you get there then and your car's not there, you're going to go, oh, it's your fault. But actually, you can see it's
yeah.
like there's a conversation.
So now, even when it comes to comments or complaints or anything like that, can you still log those things on the phone?
Yes, you can still log on the phone.
It's pretty great.
Yes.
What is Avis Safe Drive?
So Safe Drive is when we call it one of our ancillary products. So you get an option to take that, but most people take it anyway. So the Safe Drive is, it gives you road assistance at if you get stuck or an emergency.
Flat wheel.
Yes. So you just press on the button and then it will alert the region where you picked up the car that probably in an emergency. So as Avis, so we had that because we believe that people are more important than cars. So that's one of the things that makes us stand out. So we introduced the Safe Drive. Mm. So it's just a panic button. And then we'll be able to assist you.
I think that's excellent, especially for women who are driving on their own. You know, you don't want to have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
Be stranded on the side of the road. I mean, anybody, but especially it would worry me if like my sister or my mom or somebody else was stuck in that way and I wasn't in the province to come and help. You know, there's someone who will come and help them. That's
and
very
in partnership with it with Discovery.
Helpful. Oh, very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like these partnerships. Mm. So here's an interesting comment. Slippery Pickle says, "I find that Avis cars always skip over the potholes much more gracefully than any of the other cars."
Is it because of our partnership as well with Discovery Potholes?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it is. Take the credit. That's your win. All right. Can you give us some idea of the additional services that you guys offer, which I think many of us are not aware of? I think many people also, if they don't have to hire a car these days, they don't, because if it's short distances or whatever, it just doesn't make as much sense. But there's a lot of business out there and you guys are obviously getting the lion's share of it. So what other services do you offer that maybe are the reasons that people prefer you to everyone else?
Okay. So Avis, when you speak Avis, the brand, what comes to mind is car rental. But we are more than that. We're actually positioning ourselves now as a mobility service provider.
Mm.
And we not only offer cars, so we also, if you want to buy a secondhand car, we have that service.
Ah.
And if you are in a business, we also have fleet business. So we have a full-on mobility, whether you are a consumer or B2B, where you can lease vehicles from us. And if you want to buy a car, and our cars are, it comes from a trusted brand, we've got that full credit history of the car,
right.
And you can buy the car. But also in the car rental, there's so much more things that we offer. We're not only offering you just a normal car, we have our Lux range. We also offer, talking back to full mobility solutions. Hmm. If you don't want, like me, I don't really like driving. You want someone to drive for you. We have Avis Chauffeur Drive. And for if also in business, you want to rent buckies, we have Avis van rental business. And we also have, I was actually looking at Edna now that she has arrived in Cape Town. We tried to reach out. So we have Avis Safari as well. Mm. So it's a full on, like we're at the MTN bushfire in Swaziland about, was it a month ago?
Yeah, in May.
And most people were like, wow, we didn't know that you can get this. So it's a full on van, open it up.
Nice.
Can cook your food, comfortable bedding.
Wow.
Yep.
Sure.
We'll give you one to try it out. Do you like camping?
Okay. I don't like it, but I tried it that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the camping's amazing. Have you seen nature? Come on.
Oh, come on. But that,
come on.
Yeah, the come tents on. and the no.
Listen.
This sounds like the way to do it in style.
Mm.
Sean says in the comments, I love the free upgrades. I just got an upgrade last week, Tuesday at Cape Town Airport.
Love it. I hope Sean is a preferred. If he's not, he must sign up.
There
so
we go.
So we have our loyalty program.
How does that work?
So you just sign up for free. You don't have to qualify to get certain points. It's free. But then you need to keep up to move to the next tier, which is Avis Preferred.
Very good.
And then you move to PC. And the more you are on the upper tier, the more you get more benefits like free upgrades, the additional driver. You don't have to pay for it. And yeah, so much more benefits with our loyalty program.
Here's an interesting question from Jethro. And I'm putting you on the spot here because if you don't know these answers, it's not your fault. You don't know what people are going to ask. But Jethro says, why are vehicle rental companies reluctant to have a motorcycle fleet? Those that do charge an absolute fortune. I hadn't thought about that at all. People who prefer motorbike, do you guys do that?
Can you ask him if it's in our latest strategy? Because that's our plan.
Oh,
that's
wow. Mm.
Yes.
Maybe he knows something we don't.
Yeah.
So we want to try motorbikes, but also, you know, in Cape Town, we want to use Cape Town as to start the pilot to have bicycles. And in Cape Town during summer,
yeah,
it's difficult to move around Kemp's Bay.
Motorcycles, bikes, scooters.
Bikes, scooters. So that's the direction.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So this guy might have his finger on the pulse more than anyone else in the comment section this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says here, are you doing self-driving cars in the future, maybe?
Self-driving cars?
Yeah.
In the future? Okay.
I mean, it could be a thing. They're trying it in America still, but I think it's a long way off.
Mm.
And I'm worried not about the self-driving cars. I'm worried about the other people on the road. Because your car might know what to do, but it doesn't know what the other
idiot
guy
next to you is doing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. Very good. Tell me, just out of interest, when you guys are doing the stuff that you do with rental cars, are people mostly good about looking after the cars? Because they do those pre-inspections and post-inspections.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're going to see if you've scratched the wheel or whatever. Are people mostly quite conscientious, well-behaved? They hand back the car in good condition? Or are they not? Because you know how people say you drive it like a rental.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah. I must say, if you look at I don't have the actual numbers of damages, but you do kind of like, but people do take care of the cars.
That's good.
Good condition, but you That's will good. Find
a bump.
It's some damages.
Yeah, there's always one idiot, right?
Mm.
Always.
Sometimes always. More than one.
Yeah.
Richard says, please do the scooters like they have in Europe. It's a reason I look forward to going there. That's great. So more and more people are climbing onto this. I think it's excellent.
Yeah.
Driving mobility.
Fantastic. Mm. All right. Well, listen, it's very nice to meet you, Anda. And I don't think we've ever had Avis on the show. So it's nice to talk about this. You know, the window seats where we get to talk about all the aspects of travel. And for many people, it's not just about going overseas and having to find a car and having your international driver's license, which you have to have, and then you drive on the other side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Get confused.
And listen, I've done that in America once. But it's also just for when you're doing local stuff. And sometimes, like you said, camping, maybe you need to go away and there are three or four of you can't fit in one car. Mm. You hire a car.
That's it.
There we go. Go to Avis. Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Yeah.
Anda Peter is the general manager for marketing at Avis in Southern Africa. So you do the whole of Southern Africa?
Yes.
Not just South Africa?
Not just South Africa. We have other markets
very
as well.
Good.